on Between the Covers, David Naiman interviews writer Nove about ways to disappear her debut novel of ideas and intrigue, a combination of mystery, noir, and humor. And at 11:30, Black Book Talk presents an encore broadcast of an interview with Portland writer and teacher S. Renee Mitchell. Thanks, KBOO members, for your generous support in our spring membership drive. Thanks to you, we had a strong finish and ended less than $5,000 from our goal. Thanks so much.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO with news from your community radio station.
It's time for News from the Boo, where we hear about happenings inside and around our humble radio station. Tonight we're talking with station manager Monica Beamer. First, Monica, we ended the spring membership drive yesterday.
Ooh. How did it go?
Well, it went really, really well. And thank you so much to everyone who helped us to, we raised $115,000 on our goal of $120,000 and about $20,000 of that yesterday. So it was a big drive and it took all of us and it was a lot of fun and it went well. Thank you to everyone. And there were so many great things about it. Do you have a favorite?
I was there on Tuesday, mm-hmm. when a man came in and emptied his pocket on the table in the lobby, and all he had was 10 pennies, but he wanted us to have it. I was also there when another man last week had $1, but he wanted us to have it.
Yeah.
And then I was there when someone called and pledged $1,200, and then somebody else called and offered $500. And yes. I feel like a lot of people are at our table.
That's right. It felt like growing energy and awareness. I mean, of course, KBOO's always been so many people. And I was really grateful for all the folks who stopped by and everyone who helped and all the great programming, so much great programming. So
I feel like we had a lot of support from local restaurants, cafes, and food carts that donated meals to our volunteers. I feel like by the dozen.
Yes, it's such a nice time for everyone at the station, including all the incredible nurturing food. And we ended last night with a small party, which was a lot of fun. We had some great music, of course, with the Melting Pot and Kabi Kushi Kabi Kush, and just some people coming down and celebrating. And what an amazing day. It was scary to start the day saying we need to raise $25,000 today, but we raised the majority of that, and it's going to help us just stay strong so we can stay focused on what our role is in the community, which is so important. So we really thank everyone for, as you say, doing what you can, because we all just do what we can in the ways that we can. But KBOO is so important. So thanks to everyone.
Okay. And now my next question is, when are the next opportunities that our listeners and community will have to participate with us and invest in the radio station the way we just did?
Well, people can do that any day by coming by or on our website. And of course, we were a little short. So go to kboo.fm and donate. Of course, become a member if you haven't. It's so important. But our next drive is going to be a one-day drive. Now, I haven't been involved in one of those, so we haven't had one for a while. I'm excited to see what happens, especially after yesterday, but that will be in July, and that's just because we have so many projects going on. We're doing so much to our facility and taking care of so much, many good things to take care of our KBOO, that we're going to have a one-day drive and see how that goes, and I'm sure it'll be amazing. And then our next multiple day drive after that is the fall drive, which will be in September, and then winter drive in December. Folks have probably noticed we're trying a bit of a different calendar to, based in our research on what works and, you know, based on our calendar the rest of the year, because we're pretty busy. And so, so that's what we have scheduled for the rest of the year. So folks can jump in anytime.
All right. What other important events are we co-sponsoring or presenting that we want people to know about?
We have a lot of good things going on this week, Saturday, May 7th from 9 p.m. Or at 9 p.m. And it's a new partnership with the Hawthorne Theater Lounge, and it's called Beats for the Boo. It's age 21 and older, and the acts include Soul Ipsum, Hobbes from Dropping Gems, Montgomery Ward from U of Now, and many other folks. And this show is hosted by Northern Draw, who is also one of our KBOO board members. And the Hawthorne Theater is located at 1507 Southeast Cesar Chavez in Portland. And then next week, May 12th, 7 p.m., in our continuing weekly partnership with the Clinton Street Theater, we'll be presenting the film We're From Here. And that is an award-winning film by Conrad Kazor about three dancers that were born and raised in Portland, William J. and House of Aquarius, Big Snub and the RIP City Kings, and Raw Boogie and Soul Trigger. And they'll perform live as well and discuss their dance after the film, and with a DJ set, again, by Northern Draw. So that is at the Clinton Street Theater next Thursday, May 12th. And the Clinton Street Theater is located at 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. Sadly, our May 13th event with David Barsamian has been postponed until later in the year. And for folks who bought their tickets, they can email me or go to our website for more information. And I'm at monica@kboo.fm or manager@kboo.fm. And the Amy Goodman presentation and book signing this Sunday is sold out. This is a fundraiser for KBOO and Street Roots and a celebration of the vital importance of community media. Then we have Mike Crenshaw was on last week and talking about this, but Mike and our youth collective are working on the possibility of ongoing hip hop battle series. And the date of the first battle has been set for May 14th, 2016. And 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. with DJ Andy Stack right here at the KBOO station. So that's going to be pretty exciting.
You know, some people who may not understand that phrase, they might think that's like a reference to a violent thing or something, but a hip hop battle is like an art off.
Yeah, it's Mike talks about this, and it's great to learn more about it, but it's a way of supporting, you know, positive things happening here with the youth. And we're just really, there's nothing more important right now than supporting the youth, and especially the youth of color. So we're so grateful.
Now I've seen where KBOO's kind of in quite a few places with the Willamette Week's Best of Portland stuff. Can you talk about where we are with that?
Right. Well, voting just opened today for the Best of Portland. They call it the BOP. And KBOO is so well represented. And so it's people can find out more on our Facebook page and website, and you'll be hearing more about that. I think Mike is in there again this year, and Dina B and several other folks from KBOO. So it's great.
All right. So here's the other thing. So for all the people who love to sit at home and think, you know what they should do? We're in the strategic planning situation, right?
Yes.
Can you talk about that a little?
Yes. This year is the last year of our current 5-year plan. And so basically our 5-year plan is meant to be, or a plan, a strategic plan, broader goals for what impact we want to have on the community, what role we want to take. It gives us vision and direction. And then every year, ideally, we will build objectives, and we do build objectives in different areas and timelines, and then we report on those monthly to keep them alive and well, and not that they can't adjust, and especially for emerging issues or just things come up. But they basically help us to decide what we're going to do and decide together so that we're building them together, but also working on them together. So we are, because we're in our last year, we're building a new multi-year strategic plan, and that's going to be a three-year plan. And so we're getting input from different folks right now. We have a survey out there. We've been working with some leaders who are specialists in this area, and they are helping guide us and facilitate, but they're working with a group of KBOO volunteers, staff, and board members to make sure we, you know, just keep it as engaged as possible. So we're in the process still of gathering input. So there's a survey, strategic planning survey, on our homepage. Should be a banner on the homepage where people can click on that. We ask, we'd love your input. As you were saying, if you know what you want KBOO to be working on, or you have some ideas, or what we should improve or do more of, we would love your input. And it doesn't take too long, 10 minutes maybe. So it's really important to engage with our community.
So here we are. It's the day after the fabulous, that really was one of the more fun membership drives I've ever participated in.
Really?
In like 26 years in this building. And I've never seen a membership drive end with a dance party like that one
did.
Right,
it was fun.
But what is your sense of the community right now, the radio community right now? And as we look across the world and we see that, you know, all the Republican candidates for president have dropped their campaigns in favor of Donald Trump. We're looking at really harsh and even scary things in the realm of global warming. And yet here's KBOO. Like, where are we? Where is your sense, if I could get the pulse of the KBOO community?
Well, I mean, my sense is only one sense. And again, that's why we create some things together. But, you know, my sense is probably pretty strong in our community that we have such an important role in community media, where we're hearing from folks who we don't normally hear from, communities who don't often have a voice, where we're learning from each other, teaching each other skills, supporting each other in so many different ways. Couldn't be more important than right now. I mean, I just think KBOO's commitment to telling the truth and bringing forward that underrepresented voice couldn't be more important. And you know, we live in a unique moment in history, at least in the fact of our environmental devastation, and so much is being decided there, and how violent the system is that we operate. And of course, that's not new. It's been violent from the beginning. But what is important is that we come, you know, that we have, you know, independent media that's community-based and community-made, and that's what KBOO is. And I think it just couldn't, can you imagine our community without KBOO? It would be, I mean, what would you do? What would we do for information and sharing and, you know, great local everything?
So, okay, just to recap, we have all these cool events that people can be going to this week, next week, and into the future. We've got the survey, which is on the homepage
of
the website.
Strategic planning survey.
Which kind of might sound boring to people, but come on. How often do people ask you what you really think?
Again, what could be more important than what KBOO does in the next 3 years?
And our awesome programming and the success of this membership drive. Monica Beamer, KBOO station manager, what are we leaving out? What am I forgetting?
Oh, just thanks again to everyone. So much hard work and so much love and support during the spring membership drive, and great job to everyone.
All right, Monica Beamer, KBOO station manager, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you, Lisa.
You are listening to KBOO Portland at 90.7.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the United States premiere of Liza, 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 produced by Triangle Productions. The play runs from May 5th through the 28th at the Sanctuary at Sandy Plaza in Portland. Join Liza Minnelli at three different stages of her life, often all on stage at the same time, with plenty of songs, backstories about the iconic and troubled daughter of Judy Garland, with a bit of dancing and prancing and much humor among the frightening tales of drink, drug abuse, broken legs, strokes, and hip replacements. Again, that's Liza, 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 May 5th through the 28th at the Sanctuary at Sandy Plaza, 1785 Northeast Sandy Boulevard.